March brought resignations, recognitions, and achievement. I'm Melissa Patrick as we step back in to 2025. The Village of Shreve held a special meeting after half of the council resigned, as well as the village solicitor, Kimberly Lang.
So since the last council meeting, I have received the resignations of Heidi Garst, who was the president tempore, Brad Latimer, and then Tracy Paulson. All of the letters are fairly straightforward and to the point, but I can circulate those and we can get those entered into the record. It'll be a matter of public record at that point. The letters that are before council can certainly be made available. Those are matters of public record. I wanted to get them before council before they went out to the public. I know a couple of people have requested those and they're certainly within their rights to do so. I'm not trying to hide anything. Beyond what they share in the letter, I wouldn't want to speculate and get into anything one way or the other. I think that we've made as a village a whole lot of progress in a year, and that's a wonderful thing. Certainly that kind of change and growth comes at some taxation on everybody.
Mayor Josiah Miller would say that they already had folks turning in letters of interest for the positions.
Those individuals who would be put forward and then voted on by council would serve out the remainder of that individual's term. In some cases, that would be a three-year period, unless I have my day term, and I don't think I do. For Brad and for Heidi's positions, they had 3 years remaining in their term. The other position that was vacated was up this fall. So those would be for the remainder of the term.
Holmes Wayne Electric reached a milestone in March, hitting $1 million donated with their program, Operation Roundup Foundation, that was started in 2006.
That foundation is voluntary for our members. It's just simply rounding up your electric bill every month to the nearest dollars, and those pennies are added to the foundation. And that system currently yields around $50,000 a year that we have to give back from our members to our community, with people that our goal is to try to help people that may fall through the cracks or provide things that other agencies or foundations don't. The program only takes care of people that's in our territorial boundaries. So that could be somebody that lives in Millersburg that's an AAP customer, but they have to be in the circle of our boundary. So it truly does go to our community. It's a very good process. Robin Tate and Shay Lynch both vet the application process and get questions back to us if the board has that, and then we take a vote on it.
CEO Glenn Miller says they've been able to help thousands of people between the single families and the foundations that they've given to. East Holmes District Treasurer and CFO Danny Ryman announced that the district was recognized by the state of Ohio with the Auditor of State Award.
I'm a hard work last year to follow along with the mountain of compliance that we all sit upon. But a great job to administrative team, secretaries, admin, and across the school district.
Dan, I think that's a testament to your team as well and your leadership, so we appreciate all their hard work.
Thank you.
Historic Downtown Millersburg would announce that they were again accredited by Main Street America. Executive Director Taylor Reining would say that she was proud to have it return as she wrapped up her first year.
Main Street America is the national platform for Main Streets across the United States, and what they do is they provide great resources to different main streets like Millersburg across the United States. They provide grants, and it's a very credible organization to be a part of. We've been affiliated with Main Street America and Heritage Ohio for several years now. We have been accredited before. It's not a new thing to us, but it's definitely worth celebrating, I think, every single year. It was a huge accomplishment. My board did a phenomenal amount of work to help us get to that point. It's definitely not just me. It goes well beyond me. It's the businesses, the board members, and anybody who's really willing to step in.
Around the state in March, the Senate would approve $11.5 billion for the state transportation budget bill. It would go back to the House and then to the governor for passage by the end of the month. Governor Mike DeWine would sign legislation to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, along with other changes to public colleges and universities in Ohio. It would also prohibit faculty strikes and not allow classroom discussion to influence students on controversial topics. A report would show that more Ohio students are heading from public education to private schools. The Ohio Department of Education was projecting a 15% rise in the use of EdChoice expansion vouchers at private schools for the 2025-2026 2026 school year, and then another 7.5% the next year. A three-judge panel would rule that Ohio's ban on gender-affirming care for minors is unconstitutional and ordered it permanently blocked by a trial court. Gender-affirming surgeries for minors and trans athletes playing women's sports remain banned. The Ohio Turnpike would deal with a texting scam saying that folks had an unpaid bill that needed to be paid. It would remind everyone they would never send a notice by text for unpaid tolls. And Ollie's Bargain Outlets acquired 63 former Big Lots locations as Columbus-based Big Lots navigated their bankruptcy. With this step back into 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.